Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's December 28, 2009, and this is episode 223. As 2009 draws to an end, I'm once again going to look back at the year and see how I did against the want-to-do list that I set myself for this year, and talk a little about what I plan to do in 2010. Note that I called it a want-to-do list because I've resigned myself to the fact that these things, you know, there are things that are going to get in the way and I'll just not have time to do everything. I like to aim pretty high though and at least succeed in some areas, even if I don't achieve everything that I'd like to do. I would just like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy, for supporting the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. WebSpy are internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists, and as usual, if you use Twitter, please tweet the message. Thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBailey Photography Podcast to show your support. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. So let's start by taking a look back at the list from 2009 that I shared with you a year ago. And as I say, you know, this I call it a kind of a want-to-do list because, you know, there are things that I'm just not going to get time to do. And there's no point in beating myself up about the things that I don't get to do. As long as I accomplish some stuff, though, or redirect energies somewhere that I can live with, then I'm pretty happy. The first thing on my list from last year that I planned to do, you know, this during this year, was to plan the 2010 Hokkaido workshop as soon as possible after my return from the February 2009 workshop, and really to sort of start working on some advertising. Well, I certainly did get the planning done quickly. After the first one, it took me way too long. But after the 2009 workshop, I got the planning done very quickly. And I also added the snow monkeys as an optional excursion. And I found that with, you know, releasing information about the trips early enough, I was able to achieve enough bookings in the first few months to let me sort of not worry about paid advertisement as I thought I needed to do. And by October, the workshop was fully booked, so I'm very happy about the way the workshops are working out, especially in the current economy. Next, I'd said that I wanted to find a venue for a show of my work, either paid by me or sponsored, with the third goal. I'm going to talk about both of these together, but the third goal was that I also wanted to do a book that would accompany the show. And neither of these happened. I did look into both, but the gallery that I had in mind initially wouldn't allow you to sell books or prints at the show, and I ran out of time, and I've got to admit, motivation as well on this, as I put more energy into the production of the fine art folios that I released a few weeks ago. Definitely not off my radar though, as I move into 2010. Next was that I wanted to offer a few loose page fine art print folios of my work, and this of course was accomplished, as I just said. I released the first three fine art folios a few weeks ago. You can check those out at www.fineartfolios.jp or linked from the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. They took a lot of work to plan and produce, though, and with it taking basically a full day to produce a three folio set, it's something that will continue to take time as I sell these. It was a great project, though, to get into and, you know, to finalize, to actually to get to the point where I could release something. And it's really amazing to see my work in such high quality presentation. And there'll be more to come of these in 2010 as well. Another goal for 2009 was that I wanted to do more paid portrait work. I also noted that this may be preceded by pulling together a nice website to promote the portraiture work. Well, I kind of half achieved this. I did a bit more paid portrait work this year, but not as much as I really wanted to. What I did do, though, was complete some very important preparation. In addition to a few paid jobs that I did, I hired an outdoor studio and had four families that helped me to, they basically helped me with the rental cost for the studio. And we did four consecutive portrait shoots. And, as we leave 2009, I now have a whole bunch of great shots for my portfolio and a signed model release for each of the people in the photos. And we'll be putting together a portraiture site, or a section of my main site at least, that will be specifically to showcase my portrait work. And I intend to include package, pricing, details, etc. This and some other marketing that I have still to figure out will hopefully help me to build on this side of my business in 2010. The next goal up, although kind of laughable in some respects, was that I wanted to read more. I told you that I'd picked up a number of great photography books in 2008 that I still hadn't read. Well, again, this, I kind of half achieved this. I definitely read more than 2008, but not as much as I'd like to have. And I ended up adding a whole bunch of new books to my collection in 2009 as well. Some of the new books got read before my 2008 books, but I was happy with that decision. The desire to read the books is important to me, especially as I'm a pretty slow reader, so it really takes a lot of effort for me to read a book cover to cover. Once I start reading a book, though, I do like to get through it while I can still remember what I just read, and so I made a little more sort of time for reading in 2009. I did find it nice to just sit with a book on the odd evening, and I intend to continue to try to make time for reading in 2010. Towards the end of 2008, I'd picked up the Adobe CS4 Design Premium Suite, and one of my goals was to get up to speed on all of the applications in that. And, this is pretty much, it's done to probably the level that I'd hoped. I learned better by doing projects. And so I made it my goal to totally revamp my workshops website first. And I did that using Dreamweaver. And Dreamweaver is a pig of a program to get used to, by the way. I'd used an old version in the late 90s, but, none of what I'd learned helped. And I ended up signing up for an account at lynda.com. and went through a few tutorials to help me learn Dreamweaver. I then went on to do my Fine Art Folios website and the new top page at martinbaileyphotography.com with Dreamweaver, though. And I'm now very happy with my Dreamweaver knowledge. I'd also learned Illustrator back in college here in Japan between 95 and 97. But Illustrator has also changed so much that I felt that I had to relearn most of it. Again, lynda.com came in very handy, and I used Illustrator to design the folios for, the outline, the actual shape of the folder for my folios. And I redid my Kneeling Photographer logo in Illustrator, as I needed to send to the die press company some quality graphics. All of this was an education. I learned a certain amount of InDesign, which I used to produce the PDF that I put together to show you the printing test results that I released with episodes 192 and 193. There are still some programs in the CS4 Web Design Premium Suite. I think I'm calling it right. In the suite, there's still some programs that I haven't had a project to force me to learn yet, but I'm feeling pretty good at the end of 2009 and happy that I bought a suite instead of just Photoshop CS4. Another goal that I set myself for 2009 was to do more social networking. I've still not uploaded all of my best work to Flickr, and I still don't comment on people's work as much as I should. But I've definitely done more this year. And I mean, I'm mentioning Flickr now because I was thinking more of Flickr last year, but I actually redirected a lot of my social networking time, or the new time that I'd made for this, to Twitter and Facebook more than Flickr. I set up a fan page for Martin Bailey Photography, and, you know, so at the end of 2009, we have some 260 people that have registered with the page. There are also just under 1,600 people following me on Twitter now, and I have made a lot of new friends on Flickr as well, you know, so I certainly feel as though I'm starting to get to grips with social networking now. By the way, links to my Flickr, Facebook and Twitter accounts are on the blog and on the website if you haven't already hooked up with me on any of these. My ninth goal for 2009 was that I wanted to make sure that I always have time each week to continue the podcast. Well, I'm still here, so I guess I achieved this goal. I am very much enjoying doing the podcast still. Although, you know, it is a big chunk of my free time each week. As I've mentioned before, though, doing this podcast not only helps me to get my name and images out there, but it also helps to keep me in check. And I'm sure that, you know, I myself have become a better photographer through doing this. And I get to meet all of you listeners either in the forums, on Facebook, Flickr, Twitter, etc. And you do really make it all worthwhile. So thanks very much for continuing to listen. I'm really grateful for the community that has built up around this podcast and forum. You're a great bunch, and I certainly intend to stay, to continue doing this. And I imagine that I'll be saying something similar to this in the same time next year. For my 10th goal for 2009, I said that the most important thing for me was that I must continue to feel as though my photography is progressing. I said that our newest work should always be our best, in even if, you know, I don't get to go out doing photography as often as I'd like. I want the photography that I do to be quality work that I'm happy with. Well, in my own humble opinion, I definitely feel as though I've achieved this goal. Of course, this is subjective, and you might think that my photos are crap, but personally, I think that, you know, I've continued to grow as a photographer in 2009. I most certainly haven't shot as much as I'd like. About the same, you know, frame for frame, it's about the same as 2008. But this year, I'm not going to be beating myself up too much, because I'm happy with most of the reasons that I haven't shot as much as I would have liked to. Firstly, as we've seen, I've either partially or fully achieved eight of the 10 goals that I set for 2009, so I didn't have a bad year. In addition to these goals, I also started a blog, which takes a fair amount of extra time each week, though I'd like to be able to do more in the future. I now release the transcript for every podcast episode along with the audio each week, and I have released the transcript for some of the, you know, the more difficult to grasp archived episodes as well. I was not so happy about the amount of times that I wanted to get out shooting but couldn't because of problems with my websites. We've had a pretty horrible year when you look at the number of times the websites have been down. I actually spent my entire Sunday this week again, but this time, you know, I basically was moving everything to a totally new provider. I've had all of the audio, the podcast audio files being served by GoDaddy for the last few months. And as of yesterday, all of my other websites are now being served up by the Media Temple Grid service, both of which I'm very happy with. And, you know, as you may be able to tell, because it's the first time I've told anyone the name of the providers, just so far I've been too unhappy with the provider to tell you who they are even. I'm really hoping that both of these companies continue to impress me, as I've really not enjoyed messing you, the listeners, around either with the sites being down. And as I say, the number of days that I've had to spend at home instead of being out doing photography, just trying to fix things, has been pretty ridiculous this year. I'm pretty confident that things are going to go better now, though, so let's hope that these are not famous last words. I do intend to do a best 10 picks from 2009, probably next week. So that will be, the first episode of 2010. I hope that you'll agree when we look back at my selection of images this year, but generally I feel as though I've refined my eye through the year. I have been more selective in what I shoot, and I feel that I've captured the things that I have shot with a higher quality than the previous years. Of course, I'm still happy with much of my previous work, but as I said, when I discussed my 2009 goal, I really just do think that your last year's work should be the best. If it isn't, there's almost certainly something wrong. Also, I'm a big believer in working a location, not just once, but many times. My wife has asked me in the past, why do you return to the same location time and time again? And the answer is often that you learn how to shoot or not to shoot a location or particular subject more, the more that you, the more time you photograph it, or the more times you photograph it. Of course, weather conditions and the conditions of the subject will always affect, what you get at any given time. And there's no guarantee that you're going to get better shots every year. But in general, learning the idiosyncrasies of a location or a subject will help you to bring out the best of it in your photographs. Of course, it's important to find new locations and subjects too. But with the little time that I've had this year, it's often a safer bet to just go back to somewhere that you know and try to improve on your previous attempts. And I save finding new spots for when I have more time. And that, unfortunately hasn't been all that often this year. But, generally I'm happy with the crop from this year. Anyway, let's start to look at my goals for 2010. There is a possibility of changes in 2010, but for now, here's my slightly conservative 2010 goals. Once again, the first big job of 2010 is to plan the 2011 Hokkaido workshops as soon as I get back from the 2010 trip. I'm even thinking that, I'd like to at least get the schedule down and book some of the smaller hotels before we even make the 2010 trip, just to make sure that we can get enough rooms and whatever. The second goal is to add 3 more fine art folios in 2010. My current 3 folios are just a start. I have ideas for a lot more, and I want to release at least one more every 4 months or so. This will depend on sales of the first 3, though. The third goal is to build a portraiture site, as we mentioned earlier. I've laid a lot of foundations and really sort of, started to seek more portraiture work. So I think that, that building the site and getting this ready and sort of doing a little bit more marketing is going to help me to build that side of the business in 2010. The fourth goal is to learn Adobe Premiere Pro, CS4, and do more video. I bought Adobe Premiere Pro CS4 recently. It arrived this morning, actually, and I need to really learn the ins and outs of video editing. I don't intend to go video crazy right now, but I definitely want to do more than I am and edit it nicely into, say, promotional videos for the workshops, or just start short, do more, adding like short video clips to slideshows, etc. The fifth goal is I want to watch at least one Kelby training video per month. I signed up for Kelby training a few months ago, and I'm finding myself over at Kelby more, a little more than lynda.com now, because the content is more photography centric. But both are excellent resources, and you know, the one that I go to at any given time really depends on what I want to learn. Copyright all of my best shots. That's goal number 6. I have around 2,000 images that I consider to be my best work, and I fully intend to copyright these online in 2010. Rest assured that when I do get around this, there'll be a podcast on it. Goal number seven is to blog more. I'm not going to go crazy here, because I know that things run away with me, but I want to do at least 2 non-podcast blog posts per month. And this will really depend on time, but I'd really like to do at least a couple more blogs each month that are not just the podcast transcript and images. Goal number 8, once again, I do want to find that venue for the show of my work. I seriously want to do an exhibition, and I will hopefully be able to raise the priority of setting this up in 2010 and just make it happen. An accompanying book would be nice, but I can also consider just, you know, making sure that I have some folios in stock or sample folios to show people to take orders, you know, to be fulfilled later, things like that. Goal number 9, I'd like to introduce at least one more workshop in addition to my Snow Monkeys in Hokkaido workshop. At a minimum, I want to work on some weekend workshops around Tokyo, but I have lots of other ideas, so let's see how this one pans out. Goal number 10 is, again, to continue to grow. Some of these are almost givens, so I'm going to group them together. I'm going to continue to do the podcast and try to get at least one more sponsor. So here's the growing theme here. Hopefully 2 more, though. I think that, you know, to really make this worthwhile, if I don't get the sponsors, I'm not going to stop. Don't worry. But, you know, and we do have our great sponsor, WebSpy, already on board. But I'd just like to get 1 or 2 more to really sort of to build this thing out. I want to reach at least 5,000 followers on Twitter and 3,000 fans on Facebook. And of course, I need to feel, again, as I'm growing as a photographer. So by the end of 2010, I need to be at least better than I am at this point at the end of 2009. So there you have it. I might not achieve all of these, but you never know. I might knock a few out of the stadium as well. So let us know what your plans are for 2010. Either comment on the blog or in the forum. Both are linked from the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. Also, as this will be the last episode for 2009, I'd like to wish you all a very happy new year, and thanks for listening through 2009. So that's almost it for this week. I did just want to say that I was a guest on Scott Bourne's Photo Focus podcast released on the 25th of December. So check that out if you haven't already. I'll put a link to the Photo Focus blog post in the show notes, but you can also subscribe and download through iTunes, if you don't already, of course. Scott and I chatted for about an hour and answered a lot of great photography questions, so do check that out. Thanks once again to our sponsors, WebSpy, for supporting the podcast, and thanks to all of you for listening today. Remember, you can find me on Twitter, Flickr, Facebook, as well as my blog and the photography forum. All of the links are on the cool new top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so swing by and check that out. I'll be back next week with another episode. But until then, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.